It's 11:42. You're listening to News Radio 620 WTMJ. It is time for the weekly Deep Tunnel Awards, handed out every week at this time to the person, politician, or institution who in the last week was like MMSD's almost somewhat not quite deep enough tunnel, the most full of it. Yeah, it means exactly what it sounds like. Third runner-up this week, Wauwatosa Area State Senator Jim Sullivan, who apparently thinks that his job is to tax them when they're up and tax them when they're down. Sullivan is the lead author of a 58% increase in liquor taxes, supposedly to pay for drunk driving enforcement. Hey, here's an idea, Jim. How about we have drunk drivers pay for that? Well, not when Jim Sullivan sees a chance to raise taxes on Wisconsinites. Now, when he's not raising taxes, Jim Sullivan is pushing other critical issues like, and here's the big breaking news, designating cheese as the official state snack. Because that's what Wisconsin really needs right now. An official state snack. Thank you so much, Jim Sullivan. Second runner-up this week, Congressman Steve Kagan, and you folks up in the Fox River Valley should be so proud, and other Democrats who refused to join Jim Sensenbrenner's campaign to guarantee that legislation be made available to Congress and the public at least 72 hours before a vote. Now, you might remember that President Obama actually promised this during the campaign, that there'd be a five-day waiting period, that the public would be able to read legislation for 5 days before he signed it. Well, that was a promise that he abandoned after taking office. So why do Kagan and the other Democrats resist a 72-hour waiting period? Might it be because they don't want the public to know what they're doing until it's too late? Congressman Kagan, we do know what you're doing, and we're going to remember it next year. Which brings us to the first runner-up in second place this week.
Who does number two work for?
Hey, just grab a hold of something, bite your lip, and give it hell. Come on. We're going to get through this.
First runner-up this week. By the way, you members of the county board, you get exactly what you deserve when you elect Lee Holloway as your chairman. Lee Holloway, first runner-up this week, Lee Holloway, the ethically challenged chairman of the county board, who tried to play the race card this week by comparing County Executive Scott Walker to David Duke, a former KKK leader. The only problem, of course, is that Walker, in fact, was one of the leading opponents of David Duke, and as you'll see on Channel 10 tonight, actually debated David Duke and said there was no place for David Duke in his own party. Now, Holloway, the thug chairman of the county board, now says he didn't mean to imply that Walker was racist, but he refuses to apologize. So first runner-up, the ethically challenged, corrupt, and frankly moronic chairman of the Milwaukee County Board.
Hey, that sounds pretty nasty. How about a courtesy flush over there?
But the winner of this week's Deep Tunnel Award by acclamation. This could almost be a lifetime award. How do you say jump the shark in Norwegian? The decision to award a Nobel Prize to Barack Obama was almost beyond parody. The triumph of style over substance and an embarrassment to the Nobel Committee. Now, the president did say earlier this morning that he doesn't deserve to be in the company of some of the previous winners, and he's right.
What a load of crappy crap.